impact. This other really big idea is about changing your vocabulary. You know, words are important, as Tom Peters says. And I'd like to encourage you, I believe if you can change the way you talk, it changes the way you think, it changes the way you act. Let's run through a little bit of vocabulary change here, if I could. I've got the old words listed, and I'd like the new ones. I've given you the yeast. You know that this is not about not-for-profit. It's about being for impact. So let me ask you, what's another word for charity? Okay, for me or for us? I like the word philanthropy because it's Greek for friend of mankind, and it just changes the whole idea of a charity about philanthropy. But another great word for me, and I hope you can read this, but you can hear me say this, is cause. What's your cause? Not about being a charity, it's about cause. Okay, you're trying to eliminate cancer in kids. I mean, that's a pretty strong cause. Your cause is domestic violence or poverty or homelessness. Those are causes that get people's attention. So forget the idea of being a charity. Let's talk about your cause. How about your mission statements? I'd love for you to just recite your mission statement. In fact, get three or four other people engaged, okay? And ask them to recite your mission statement in unison, okay? And you'll laugh. Because these mission statements right now, again, making some notes for myself. Here's your typical not-for-profit mission statement. Blah, 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 survival, blah, blah, dedicated, blah, volunteers, blah, serving our community, building, blah, capacity. Okay, all of this is just all-inclusive, politically correct words written with a thesaurus and by a committee. Your mission statement is not what should be driving you. It is all about your message. How do you get that message communicated in a clear, concise, and compelling way? Okay? And any other C word you want to use. Seth Godin, this wonderful author, has done a lot of stuff on permission marketing, says, if you can't state your position in 8 words or less, you don't have a position. You know, when we talk about message, we talk about being able to communicate your message on a napkin. Can you do that? Okay. Doug Hall, who wrote a book called Jumpstart Your Brain, says a customer can say no because the offer doesn't apply to them, but never because they don't understand it. And that's what a message is all about, understanding what you do. So I wouldn't worry about your mission statements. I'm going to make you laugh with this one if I could, because one of my favorite companies in the world, this is true in the corporate world as well, one of my favorite companies, this is their mission statement. We fulfill dreams through the experience of motorcycling by providing to motorcyclists and the general public an expanding line of motorcycles, branded products, and services in selected market segments. Oh, please give me a break. That mission statement wouldn't cause me to go to work in the morning. It sure wouldn't cause me to buy a Harley Davidson. Okay? Here's a brand that's been around forever. Their tagline, in fact, it's on the side of my Harley. And a lot of people even have it as a tattoo. I don't. But it says, live to ride, ride to live. Which one of those is going to drive you more? Their mission statement around selected market segments? Or this whole idea of live to ride, ride to live? So I want you to think about your message, not your mission statement. I also want to drop the whole concept of survival. Nobody wants to give to survival. Nobody cares whether you've got buckets on the fourth floor catching the water that's leaking from your roof. Nobody wants to hear about you not being able to make payroll next week. Those are survival pitches. Those only work for tsunamis and hurricanes. And I'm not even sure it works for that. So let's get rid of this whole idea of survival. And again, let's talk about your vision. Let's talk about the future, not the past, or really even the present. People want to help you for where you're going to go, not about your survival plan. And then we've got this whole idea of inform. I want you just to get rid of that whole concept of informing people, especially your board. They're tired of informing your board. You wonder why people don't show up at board meetings? It's because you inform them. You pass out all these little financial things and everybody gives a report. Forget the idea of inform. Let's start getting our people involved. Okay? Let's talk about involvement, not information. You can get your board involved and engaged. It beats the daylights out of informing. Same with your best prospects. So let's drop the idea of informing. Let's talk about involving. Here's one. Let's just get rid of the whole idea of being on the board. Being on the board. It's not about that. It's actually just getting rid of this article and simply saying, you want people who are on board. That whole concept of alignment, of engagement. You want people who believe in what you do, who will champion your organization. Be on board. It doesn't even make any difference if they're on the board or not. That's a fiduciary responsibility. It's about being on board. Believing in your cause, believing in your case, championing what you do and how you do it. Then this whole concept of donor donations. I'm going to do a quick word association with you if you're watching this right now. I say donor, you say? No. You say blood or organs. The only organization that I know that should be able to use this donor donation word is the American Red Cross. We've done a lot of work with them around the country. It's a great organization. But they can use it because they do blood. You don't. Okay? So the idea is we're going to get rid of the idea of donor and donation, and we're going to talk about investors and investment. Okay? Not time in this little short video to be able to capture all the implications of that. But if you actually go out and talk to people as investors and talk about their investment, not their donation, what does every investor want from their investment? That's right, a return on investment. Okay? And can you give them that? Of course you can. It's not about cash on cash. It's about the return that you give them by your mission, your message, your vision, the result of what's going to happen, the impact that's going to come when they make an investment in your organization. I'd encourage you to actually write that return out. Maybe a left brain, right brain, tangible, intangible return, which is an important way to look at that. Finally, we've got one here, the last two. This is the appointment. Again, quick word association. I've done this in front of thousands of people. You yell out appointment, and somebody yells, doctor, and I say worse, and they yell dentist. That's exactly right. It's not about an appointment with somebody. It's about a visit. And again, this is not semantic gymnastics. This is an attitude. I'm encouraging you to actually change these words because it changes the way you think, which will help you change the way you act. So forget appointment. Let's talk about visit. What does visit imply? It implies you're with somebody that actually wants to be with you. It's not an appointment. They want to be there with you. They want to help. So you're going in with that attitude, if you would. And finally, the last one we're crossing off here is asking for money. I want you to just ask. I just don't want you to ask for money. It's worthless wampum. It doesn't make any sense. You want to talk about the impact of the money. Where's the money going? You want to talk about the whole idea of your impact driving your income. Okay? So instead of asking for money, I'm going to shorthand this on this because of room. We talk about sharing the story and then presenting the opportunity, PTO. Present the opportunity. Ask your board if they would rather go out and ask their friends for money or go out and share a story about your organization and then present people an opportunity to help. Or you, as a staff member or executive director or president or development officer, wouldn't you rather go out and share stories and then present opportunities to help as opposed to ask for money? Hopefully I'll get one last laugh out of this little piece. Think about what you're doing right now. You wonder why a donor doesn't want to have an appointment so you can ask them for money. Instead, we're going to have a great visit with a potential investor to present them an opportunity to help. Hopefully that vocabulary change will do, as I said earlier, change the way you think, change the way you talk, and change the way you act.